Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin. We are holding on Pei Bava and Beis towards the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that a blind man, a Summa, has no Baishas payment obligation, so he has no obligation to pay for shame or embarrassment that he inflicts upon others. And this, of course, is learned from a pasuk. And here we go with another brisa, presenting the same halacha and extending it even further. Tanya idach. We have another brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Summa, a blind man, ain lo boishes, he will never pay for boishes. V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yehuda poitroi, and likewise, Rabbi Yehuda would exempt a summa mikol dinim shebetura from all monetary obligations. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? What's the source? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Shafto Eid bin Hamake ubein Goyel Adam ala Mishpatim Ha'ele. So the pasuk mentions this is speaking about a person who kills inadvertently B'shoigeg. So the Eida, which is the Bezin, will apply the proper procedure. So if it was B'shoigeg, he goes into exile, goes into Golos. And the pasuk mentions a reference to that. And also, Ala Mishpatim Ha'ele. Mishpatim typically refers to all types of Dine Mamonos, monetary obligations. So now we connect the two things. We connect Golos and Mishpatim. Kol She'yesh Nebimake U'Begoyel Hadam. So anybody who is susceptible, who is open to the halachos of the makkah and the goyel hadam, which basically means the whole discussion there regarding a person who kills unintentionally, he goes to galus. So a typical person, you know, these things apply to, right? So he will also, you know, the mishpatim will also be relevant to him. Yeshnu b'mishpatim, all types of dinei mamonos will apply to him as well. But a summa kol she'enei b'goyel adam, he does not avail himself to those halachos, as we learned yesterday, because he's exempt from galus. Einoi b'mishpatim, so if he has no din of makeh and goyel adam, which is basically anything involving penalties for killing people, whether it's Misa that the Bezin will impose, whether it's the Golos, basically all those halachis which don't apply to a Summa, Einoi b'mishpatim, likewise, Mishpatim don't apply to him. Tanya Idach, we have another brisa which takes it even further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Summa Einoi b'oishes, so he doesn't have to pay for b'oishes. V'chein, hoya Rabbi Yehuda poitra, listen to this. Mikol mitzvahs, hamoris b'toira. Quote, Rabbi Yehuda, a Summa is totally exempt from all obligations, all mitzvahs in the Torah. Amar Rav Shisha b'Rav Idi, why? My time with Rav Yehuda, where's Rav Yehuda coming from? Amar Kra, we have another connection in another pasuk. Ve'ele ha-mitzvahs, ha-chukim, well, actually, the girsa, on the side, it changes to v'zayis. V'zayis ha-mitzvah, which is a pasuk in Dvarim, Vavi Aleph. V'zayis ha-mitzvah, ha-chukim, ba-mishpatim. So, we have a reference to mitzvahs and to Mishpatim refers to dinei mamonos, right? So we make that connection once again. Kol she'yesh nami mishpatim, yesh nami mitzvahs. A person who mishpatim apply to, an ordinary person, so mitzvahs are relevant to him as well. V'chukim, right? All types of mitzvahs. But v'chol she'enai b'mishpatim, but a blind man who mishpatim don't apply to, as we established earlier, einai b'mitzvahs v'chukim. Likewise, all mitzvahs don't apply to him as well. By the way, Tosis points out that in contrast to a shoita, who's totally potter from mitzvahs, mina toira, midrabanan, but a summa, although he's potter from mitzvahs, that's only mina toira, but midrabanan, he's chayev. And Tosis says, because, you know, if you're going to say otherwise, then im kein havale kibbalay nachri, and you're making him like a goy, she'ein noyik, b'teris shal klal, doesn't identify Yazid at all, he doesn't practice anything that Yisraelim do. And therefore, Tosfos concludes that, of course, midrabanan, he will do all the mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who was blind, one time he declared like this. Meiresh, initially, Hava Mina, I would figure, Mando Amar Halach Rav Yehuda. Whoever comes and tells me that the Halacha follows Rav Yehuda, despite the fact that he's a Da'as Yachid, he's a minority opinion. What does he say? The Amar Suma Potam Na Mitzvah, that a Suma is exempt from Mitzvah. If somebody comes and tells me that, I'll celebrate. I'll make a day of celebration for the Chacham. You know why? My time, why? The Leimaf Kedina V'Kavidna Mitzvahs. Even though I'm not Mitzvah, I'm not obligated, I have such tremendous love for Hashem and for Mitzvahs, V'Kavidna Mitzvahs, I do Mitzvahs in any case. So I'll be so excited, I'll make a Yom Tov. But now it changed. Now my perception changed. V'hashta de Shabbos. But now, once I heard, Hod Rabbi Chanina, what Rabbi Chanina tells us. D'om Rabbi Chanina, actually, Godel HaMitzvah Vaisen. Who's greater? Who amongst these two is greater? A person who is Mitzvah Vaisen, he follows instructions, he has mitzvahs and he keeps them. He's greater, Mimi She'enim Mitzvah Vaisen, from a person. And a person that's voluntarily doing mitzvahs. He has a bigger Yetzirah. He has all kinds of challenges. He's been super voice. He's got to do it. He doesn't have the same excitement, that feeling of, that feeling of volunteering, right? That, that he's offering something that, right? So a person who has obligations, who has mitzvahs, and does, and keeps, and fulfills, he's greater. He stands on a higher level. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, let's switch it around. Mando Amarli Enoch Rabbi Yehuda. So if somebody come and tell me that we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, which basically means that even a Suma like myself has the same level of mitzvah, like an ordinary person, that will excite me. Avdina Yom Tov L'Rabban. Now I would celebrate my timer. How come? The Chimaf Kedina Isli Agratfei. Because when I keep the mitzvahs, through obligation, Tchimav Kedina, I have a greater level of schar. Isli Agratfei, a greater reward. Says the Mishnah. Zechayim Rabadam Bashar. If we have to compare the two obligations, a person who causes havoc and damages, compared to an animal who does the same, a person is more strict. He has more liabilities than an animal who harms, who causes damage. Sha'adam Mishal Nezek. If a person harms another fellow, all those five payouts kick in. Nezek, actual monetary loss, value depreciation, right? Tsar, pain and discomfort, ripui, doctor bills, shevis, loss of wages, ubaishis and embarrassment. So five separate payouts. Umshalm mevelodis. Likewise, if he harms an unborn child, he has to pay. But an animal doesn't. V'shoyer, if an ox gores a person, Eilam Mishal Nezek, all he pays, all the owner pays is for Nezek. Potom Nevelodis, and likewise, there's no concept of Nevelodis by the animal because the Pasuk stipulates that it's limited to people. Continues the mission. Hamakas Oveves Imoy, Vili Osu Ben Chabur, a person taxes father, mother, but doesn't really generate a wound. That's one case. Or he wounds his fellow Yid on Yom Kippur, where there is no Misas Bezn, even for doing a melacha like wounding, which is a melacha. Chabura is like shchita, it's bloodletting, but it's on Yom Kippur. There's no Chiv Misa, it's only a Karis. Karis is from Shamayim. So in both of these cases, since there is no Misa applied by Bezn, so Dinei Mamonis kicks in, Chayev Bekulin, he has to pay all those various payouts. HaChayev Bevet Ivri, Chayev Bekulin. The person harms a Yiddish slave. So once again, all five payouts are in place. Chutzman HaShevis, Bizman Shu Shaloi. Except for one exception, Shevis, loss of wages, if the Evet happens to belong to the attacker. So he caused himself loss. There's no payout of Shevis because it's not applicable, of course. Let's say he harms his friends. Eved Kanani, non-Jewish slave, once again, all these payouts kick in. But if it happened to a reader, says Boishes, that doesn't apply to an Eved. Chay, Reish, Shaita, V'Katan, all these individuals who have no liabilities, who have no obligations, a Chay, Reish is deaf, mute, a Shaita, deranged, or a youngster, a Katan, P'giyasan, Ra, getting involved with them is bad news. Why? It's all loss. Chayv, Behen, Chayv. The person hurts these individuals, he has to pay up. But they're exempt. It's a one-way obligation, one-way liability. But if one of these, Chayr Shayt V'Katan, causes others damage, he's potter. Rashi says, well, no, here it's very partial because they're not chayiv and they're not, you know, mature and responsible and healthy, so there's no chayiv there. Or they're not liable to any sort of punishments. Now, ha'eved ha'isha, so a slightly different category. You have an eved who's an eved kanani, or a married woman. So it's a similar type of thing, but slightly different. Once again, we apply the same phrase, p'kiyas and ra, interacting with them is risky business. Ha'chayvah b'hem chayiv, v'hem shachavl b'chayim p'tur. Once again, it's a one-way liability. Hurting them generates payouts, but they are always exempt upon hurting other people. And the reason here is different. Rashi says, Eved and the Isha, they don't have their own assets. She'ein lohem imal shalom. So technically, they're really liable. Right? They don't get a free pass. They're not like the other fellows, the cheder sheit v'katan, who have no personal responsibilities. But here they do. Simply, they don't have any assets to pay from. And therefore, says the Mishnah, ha'avol mishalom lachazman. Temporarily, we suspend any liability on their account, but there is a bill pending. And ultimately, if they acquire assets, they have to pay. For instance, Nisgar Shah Isha, the Isha leaves her husband. Nishtachar Eved, if the Eved goes free. And they, you know, they purchase, Rashi says, V'kona Nechasim, they acquired Nechasim assets. Chayav Nishal. Now, the bill kicks in. Hamak Ovev Imoy V'Osu Ben Chabura, V'Chayav B'Chavir B'Shabbos. Here we have two cases where there will be a misa applied through Bezdin. He wounds his father or mother. He makes a chabur, he makes an actual wound. Or he does so to his friend on Shabbos, that's a malacha, which generates chiv misa. When there is misa, there's no payouts. Pater mikulam. And the Mishnah explains, you know why? Because he is open to misa's Bezdin, and he gets the most strict punishment, there's no chiv mamayin. And finally, if he attacks his own personal Eved Kanani, the one that he owns, so Eved Kanani is like a person's own, piece of property, his own, like a balcha, like an animal. So there's no chiv to pay, any payments to yourself on account of hurting your own asset. Okay. Ba'yimine Rabbi Lozo Mirab. Rabbi Elazar asks Rav the following question. Hachayvil bivas ktana shel achirim. Okay, so this fellow has a daughter, below bas mitzvah, Reuven attacks that kid, hurts that kid. Chaval olmi. So typically, all types of payouts are now in place, the nezek, the tsar, the ripui, who does that money go to? Miriam Rinan, shall we say? It goes to her father. Since we know that the Torah typically allows the father to collect all these payouts, all these types of incomes, for instance, we learn from the pasuk bin ureho beisavia that any income that she earns during the below bas mitzvah stage of her life goes to the father. For instance, somebody gives her some money for kiddushin purposes to marry her. That money goes to the father. For instance, money that she may earn through wages goes to the father. So this as well, chaval anami, right? Damage payouts, davu avi, also goes to the father. My time, why? Deho afchaso mikaspa, because this injury diminished her theoretical market value. So it's her father's earnings. Or you can say, no, this is different. Shvach, nu'urim, huda'akni l'rachmana. Let's say the income, the kiddushin money that she may get. The Torah gave that to the father. Why? Because it's relevant to him. The boy, because if he should wish, he can do so. He can You know what you can do? You can make money off her in this type of context. If he chooses to hand her over to a mukeshchin, a fellow with boil, a fellow who has a hard time finding a mate, he can give it to him for kiddushin and make money off it. Matzi matzi, you can do that and earn a lot of money for the kiddushin. So the Torah granted that type of, you know, this type of income to the father. Anything that relates to her marriage is father's. Aval chaval, but when it comes to damage payouts, kibon di boy mechbal bolay matzi chaval. This is something which is not relevant to the father. Father chooses to attack his kid, to hurt his, wound his kid. Of course he cannot do that. So it's not relevant to him. It's not his personal domain. So perhaps the Torah did not give that to the father. That's not the father's business. So again, damage payout, injury payouts for a young bas, to her or to the father? Armalei, Rab says, to herself. Lo yizichsa, to her la'av, ela shvachnu erim bevat. You're right, the Torah only gave the father, you know, kiddushin-related income, etc., but not this type of chavola income. Eisvei, so he asked the kasha on Rab. Hachayvel be'eved ivri chayv bekulon. Look at our mission. Person attacks an eved ivri, he pays all these things, except chutz min hasheves, bezman shaloi, except a case where it's his own personal eved, so there's no point in paying loss of wages because it's his own personal loss. There's no point in paying that to the eved. What do we see from here? So, evidently, the sheves payout, which relates to the eved's work, is the owner's business, the owner's domain. Right? So same thing with a bas katana. So the halacha should be the same, that the sheves payout should go to who? Loss of wages, to the father, because typically, remember, typically a young girl, you know, her masi or dime, her income go to the father. So anything that relates to her income, such as loss of wages, is really her father's loss. So sheves should go to the father. How could you say all types of chavala payouts, presumably including sheves, does not go to the father? Abai responds, you're right. Moide Rav b'sheves. Of course, Rav agrees when it comes to this sheves payout, loss of wages, and unemployment payout. Of course, any income-related, you know, earnings, including sheves, which is sort of in lieu, which is in substitute for actual earnings, of course, anything that happens in that realm, until Bagras, until she becomes a super adult, that goes to Avohavi, of course, that goes to the father. When Ram says that she herself gets these payouts, he was speaking about, you know, Nezek and Sar and Ripoy, which doesn't relate to the father. Eisvei, or Meisvei, here comes another question on Rav. Hachoyvel. So we have a Brisa. Okay, now we go to a Brisa. Hachoyvel b'vnei gadol. Okay, a person attacks his own adult son. So all these payouts go straight to the kid right away. If he's a youngster, you should invest the money and get him, you know, income and etc. We'll see later exactly what that is. If a person attacks his young daughter, potter is totally potter. No payouts. Not only that, if a stranger attacks this fellow's daughter, the money goes to her father, Chayav and Litin Lavia. And Rav says that these chavolas go to her, Achanami B'Sheves. This price is specific to unemployment, and that goes to the father. Asks the Gemara, okay, on the topic of attacking kids, if he attacked his older son, he pays him right away. Raminu, we have a kasha from a different price, which says like this, Achayv u'bivonav, u'bivnoisav shel achirim. If Reuben attacks Shimon's youngsters, whether it's the sons or his daughters, so gedolim yitin lahem yad. If they're adults, he has to pay them right away. Ketanim, if they're under bar mitzvah, yaslam segulah, should invest the money so that they have their, you know, their income. Okay, bebanav abnoisiv shalay potter. But, and this pertains to our discussion, if he attacks his own children, whether it's the ketanim or the gedolim, he's totally potter. And in the previous braisa, we said a little differently. We said that if he attacks his b'nai gadol, you have to pay out right away. B'nai katan, yasa lo segula. And here we say, if it's his own personal children, he's exempt. Amri's answer is like this. Different circumstance, like kasha. Kan kishe smuchim al shulchanai. Kan kishe ein smuchim al shulchanai. You see, braisa 1, where he pays even for his own kids' injuries, the kids are not dependent on him for their income. He's not supporting his kids, plain and simple. They're off on their own. So of course they deserve these earnings. Braisa number 2 is speaking shesmuchim al shulchanai. His father's fully supporting them. So now, he's not going to pay them for chavalos. All these forms of income belong to him because he's supporting them. Okay, so braisa number 1, no support. Braisa number 2, yes, support. Asks the Gemara, b'mayu kimto l'kamais o b'she'en smuchna shulchanai. So how have we established braisa number 1, no support? Yach, if that's the case, emo seifo. The braisa continues. Hachayvel b'vitei aktana potter. So if he attacks his own young daughter, he's potter. Not only that, el achirim shechavlo b'chayav and litin lavia. If others attack her, they have to pay her father. Hold it, why? He's not supporting her. Lididom b'yim l'meisav la. The money should go to her. The b'yim ezoini. She needs to support herself. That's not fair. Afilu manda amar. Now, even according to the opinion which says, when it comes to a personal slave, an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani, right, a non-Jewish slave, Yochel Rav Loim Eved. A master can turn to his Eved and say, Asay imi, work for me, but I'm not supporting you. Even if that's true, because Hani Mila, that's only true by Eved Kanani. Over there, the Amar Lay, because the owner can tell him, look, you're a fully capable adult. So let's make this arrangement. Eved Avidita Kulu Yoima, all day you work for me. And then I'll let you out at night to go collect for yourself. Lu'urta, towards evening, zil, zachar, go make your rounds, collect tzedakah, v'achoyl, and you know, you'll have your food. So that's an arrangement by the Eved Kanani, but when it comes to an Eved Ivri, a Yiddish slave, Aval Eved Ivri, of course you can't do that. Tachsiv, ki toiv la'imach. You have to treat him as yourself, give him the same standard of living as you would apply to yourself. Imcha, right? Imcha b'mach, imcha b'mishta. Has the same standards as yourself when it comes to eating and drinking. So, loy, you can't just send him out on his own. Kolosh can beat him, of course, his own daughter. Basically, how could you take her earnings and refuse to support her? Answers the Gemara. He's allowing for her basic needs. But any extra income, he wants to keep. As he told us elsewhere, Lenitzrucha must be speaking Allah dofa. Income that's above and beyond her basic needs. Hachinami. Here as well, Instrucha must be speaking about that. Those types of numbers. Elo la'adofa, extra income. Okay, so that extra he can take. Basically, she has enough for her own income. And this this payout, this chavala, there's a portion of it which she needs for her own income. But if it's above and beyond, you know, above and beyond her basic needs, so that he can take. Okay, fine. So once again, we have two braisas. Braisa number 1, father is not supporting these kids. And braisa number 2, he is. Let's go back and analyze and compare the two braisas. B'mayu kintul v'asraiso, so how have we established and interpreted braisa number 2? Father is supporting, b'smuchin al shulchan. Okay, what does the braisa say? G'doylim, yitan lehem yad, k'tahan lehem yas lehem segula. So it says like this, if a person attacks his own kids, if they're g'doylim, immediate payout. K'tahanim, he invests the money. Why? Why? I was speaking that another person attacked his kids, so that money goes to the kids. Why? Amai, lavim b'ilam esvi. It's only fair. Give it to the father. He's the one supporting them. So he deserves to get this this income resulting from this chavala, this wound, this attack. Amri, the answer was given like this. Kiko kapit. When, on what type of income? What is the father expecting here? B'midi dekochos. Something which pertains to his personal expenditures, his personal loss. So basically, that explains why when he attacked this kid, he doesn't have to pay it out. I'm supporting you, I have to pay you. But when another person attacks his kids, so Shimon attacked Reuben's children, that doesn't pertain to Reuben. There was no expenditure on account of Reuben's side. But some sort of income from outside, father is not particular, he's not stingy about that, he can allow his kids to earn that. And that explains why the kids get this payment. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? V'metzia. Suppose one's children go out and find, you know, a lost item. Metzia. D'ma'alma kasilu. Something gotten from outside. V'kukapit. And the halacha is that a metzia goes to the father. Rashi brings a Gemara. A Mishnah of a metzia goes to the father. Why? Answers the Gemara. Amri. Answer was like this. Rav chadu kasilu ma'alma. You see, over here we have two elements. First of all, it's a ravcha, it's a benefit, it's a free gain. They found something in the street. Number two, it doesn't involve the kid's, you know, personal pain. There's no, he's not hurting from it. He's not losing from it. So here a father says, look, it's only fair. I'm supporting you a whole day. Give me, you found it? Let me have it. Cup it. But when it comes to damage payouts, this lutzar de gufayu, that entails personal pain and suffering on account of the child. The father says, okay, keep it. The ume alma ka'asilhu, number two, right? Second point is, money's coming from where? From outside. Somebody else is paying it out. It's not his personal expenditure. Somebody else is offering that money to the kid. Like, cup it. Here, a father doesn't care if the kid keeps it. Asks the Gemara, really? Awesome. But let's go back to case number one. In the first Bryce, he wasn't supporting his kids, and Bryce says that if somebody attacks his young daughter, so Shimon attacked Reuven's young daughter, the money goes to Reuven. Awesome. This la tzara de gufa. She was personally involved personal pain. Uma amakamasila. It's income coming from outside. The kukapit, and we see, the Brisa says, father doesn't allow the daughter to keep it. The Ktani, the Brisa says, not only that, elo, afilo achem shechavad b'chayav l'tun l'abiyya. Shimon attacked Reuven's daughter, he has to pay Reuven. Why? How does it fit the guidelines that we have just established? Why is he taking this money? And says the Gemara, we're speaking about a very stingy, frugal fellow there. Amri, ha'asam de gavr kaptanu. Look, remember that first Brisa was speaking that the father is not supporting his kids. He's a less than generous individual. He's a gavr kaptanu. Da ain't smuchan al shulchanai, because you see, he's not supporting his kids. So there, he has different, you know, standards, different expectations. Afilu b'midu de aslu ma'alma kap. There, he wants to get a hold, put his hands on any sort of income. But in case number two, the second price, where father is generous and supporting his kids, there we say, the bar is lowered. His expectations are more reasonable. Kika kapit, the only time we say he's makbid is with respect to his own personal payout. B'midi, something which entails his own loss. Meaning, if he attacks his own kid, he doesn't have to pay. But if they earn from outside, keep it, enjoy it. Okay, so we speak about payouts provided to youngsters. The Brisa says, Yasalei segula. He makes a segula, what is that? Something which is durable. It will provide them with income, but it's, you know, the actual principle holds up. It's something durable. It's a long-term investment. My segula. We have two ways of explaining this. In a spiritual sense or a financial sense. Rav Chisda Amar Sefer Torah. He uses the money to buy a Sefer Torah, which they can use, they can learn from, and it just, you know, doesn't go bad. Chas v'shalom, it stays on and on. Rav Barav Huna Amar Dikla Da'achal Minei Tamri, more of a business type of venture. We use it to buy, we invest in a dikla, a palm tree, which produces fruit on an ongoing basis. V'chein Amar Rish Lakish. Okay, now back to our original Shaila. What about Chavolois due to a young girl? Does it go to the father or not? Rav says, no, only the Sheves, because that's in lieu of you know, income. All other payouts go to the daughter herself. V'chein Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish likewise concurs. L'yizich Sater La'av, L'shvach N'urim L'vad. Only Shvach N'urim goes to the father, like the Kiddushin money, like the Masi Adai, but not the Chavolis. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Afilu Petzia, even compensation for wounding the kid. Asks the Gemara, Petzia Sakadaitach, just a plain, you know, slash? Why would that money go to the father? Afilu Rabbi Lazar, like him, Boile Lechavola. You know, even Rabbi Lazar, who posed that original question, who does the chavale payout go to, a father or the kid, that was only regarding a certain type of attack, the afchasa mikaspa, something which diminishes her market value, something which is, you know, visible or hampers her ability to work. So that rightfully goes to the father. You know why? Rashi says, key word here, because we all know that a father can theoretically sell his young daughter as an amah ha'ivri, a Jewish maidservant. So anything relating to her market value, etc., pertains to the father. It's his business. So kiddushin is his business because he can mekadosh her. Masi yadayim is his business income because she's meant to be giving that to the father. And likewise, anything pertaining to her market value. But just a, you know, let's say some sort of wound which does not affect her market value. There's no question. Of course, it goes to her, not to the father. It's not the father's business. That's what we're speaking about as well. He slashed her in her face in a visible area, in which case, if father should choose to sell her, he would lose out on that, and therefore, that money goes to the father. Okay, let's recap today's daf. We had the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Asuma is totally potter from mitzvahs. We had Rabbi Yosef's presentation. He himself was a Suma. Ultimately, he wanted the mitzvahs because Gadol HaMitzvah Va'isa Mimi She'ena HaMitzvah Va'isa. An Adam will pay Chamisha Dvarim, Nedak Tzar, Ripu Sheves and Boishes, and Dmei Velodes. A Shoyer who attacks will not pay. We had all kinds of cases. Sometimes the incident triggers payouts, sometimes not. Rav tells us that Chavolos, these payouts due to a young daughter, does not go to the father. Only kiddushin money, only Ma'asi Yadayim money, but not Chavolos. It's not the father's domain, except for Sheves, loss of wages, which of course pertains to wage loss, which is the father's business. Whereas Rabbi Yechan, we just concluded Rabbi Yechan disagrees. Everything goes to the father as well. Then we discussed situations where payouts are in place for attacking kids. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. Sometimes it goes to the father, etc. All depends whether or not he's supporting them, so on and so forth. All the best to you, and atzlocha rabba.